KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning continues until 8 p.m. tonight. A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 81. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows dip down to about 44. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently 73.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Rita Flores with 13 News. The state of Kansas has joined on to a legal effort to defend an executive order the president issued regarding voting regulations. Attorney General Chris Kobach joined a group of 10 states defending the March 31st order from legal challenges. The order directs the Department of Homeland Security to create a list of eligible voters in each state and bans the United States Postal Service from sending ballots that don't line up with the list. And the Kansas City Royals announced a new downtown stadium is coming to the iconic location of downtown Kansas City, Missouri. Royals officials unveiled renderings of a new stadium at Crown Center with an 85-acre development around it. The stadium is expected to open sometime in 2030. I'm Raina Flores with 13 News with your latest headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Women in Government Board Chair. Alzheimer's disease often starts subtly with a memory slip, lost word, or forgotten appointment. For patients experiencing memory and thinking issues, there are FDA-cleared blood biomarker tests that can help detect the buildup of proteins in the brain that can lead to the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. That's why early detection and diagnosis are so important. Sharing details about your memory and thinking issues with your doctor can help determine if testing is right for you. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Soybeans are lower, corn's mixed, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans are down on profit-taking and a lower move in bean oil. May is 5.5, lower at 11.59. July is down 6 at 11.73.5. Corn's mixed, kind of caught between beans and wheat. May's down 3/4 at 4.53.5. July's up 1/4 at 4.62.25. Live and feeder cattle have turned higher, looking oversold. June live's up 25 at 2.43.32. August is 75 higher, 2.39.92. May feeders are up 80 at 3.59.25. And also looking oversold, June hogs are up 62 at 103.25. And July lean is 60 higher at 106.30. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
It doesn't really hurt that bad, but it's so worth it. Come see me, Lydia, at Expression Salon in downtown Downs to get your bod summer ready. I offer full body waxing, tanning, lashes, hair and nails, and now we're kicking off April with full body massages by Sarah for $5 off. Come see me, the other Lydia, at Expression Salon in downtown Downs. Call to book now at 785-454-6350.
Now's the perfect time to make plans for that metal building you've wanted for years to protect your farm machinery. Or maybe you need a shop to store all your tools and toys. Call John with Singer Construction. He'll work with you to give you what you want. From the concrete work to the erection of the building to placing the keys in your hand. For all your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs, call Singer Construction. Glen Elder, Kansas, 785-545-4494.
Farmers, it's time to take control of your operation with John Deere Precision Upgrades. Available at Carrico Implement. From See & Spray technology to Ultima LED lighting, these upgrades bring cutting-edge technology to your existing equipment. Boost efficiency, reduce input costs, and maximize yields. The team at Carrico Implement is ready to guide you through the options and get you set up for success, because precision pays. Reach out to their team or stop by your nearest Carrico Implement location to discover eligible upgrades for your equipment today.
I prefer to do it on my desk.
I like to do it in my shop.
And I really prefer to do it in my bed. But we really don't need to know where you do it. But you can shop from anywhere at LazyHAuto.com. Located just north of Glen Elder State Park on Highway 128. Open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5, and by appointment 7 days a week at your convenience. Quality like new and used vehicles and close out camper deals. Shop anywhere at LazyHAuto.com.
An active start to the day for direct cash cattle business. Cash hogs were not reported. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade is underway. Dress deals in Nebraska are at $386, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted average basis, but fully steady with this week's business so far. Live deals are marked at $246 in the South, also steady with this week's trade, and $2 below last week's weighted averages. Look for additional business to take place over the balance of the week. Box beef was mixed at midday with moderate and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 78 cents at $384.97. Select was $1.65 lower at $381.65. At the Hub City Livestock Market in South Dakota, the best test on steers was 850 to 899 pounds. Those were $10 to $15 lower. Steers 900 to 1,049 pounds were $4 to $8 lower. The best test on heifers was 700 to 749 pounds. Those were mostly steady. The USDA says the offering consisted of loads and strings of big finishing type cattle and replacement heifers. Demand was mostly good for the finishing cattle and good to very good for the replacements. Quality was similar to last week's offering with many attractive cattle. The market was active. Medium and large one feeder steers, 905 to 945 pounds, brought $338.75 to $361.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 757 to 797 pounds, brought $349 to $367. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday. There were very few negotiated purchases. While there have been some bright spots when it comes to global demand for U.S. pork, there are definite uncertainties in the market. But there is optimism that the summer grilling season could bring a boost to domestic demand as pork remains a competitively priced protein in the retail space. And with ample supplies of market-ready hogs available, strong demand is key. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilds at the National Daily Direct is 91.05. It's 92.40 for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 lower, with moderate demand for light offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gilds were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $55. And pork values were lower at midday, down 44 cents at 98.11. Hams and ribs were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State baseball shortstop D. Kennedy is continuing to earn national recognition. The junior has been named a semifinalist for the Brooks Wallace Award, given annually to the top shortstop in college baseball. Kennedy is one of 50 players on the list and one of six from the Big 12 after a dominant season leading K-State in nearly every major offensive category, including batting average, home runs, and RBIs. He has also piled up national honors this year, earning spots on the midseason watch list and multiple Player of the Week awards. Kennedy becomes just the fourth Wildcat in program history to reach the semifinalist status, with the finalists to be announced later this season. K-State, as a team, currently sits at 26-15 and 9-9 in the Big 12, with a huge series coming up this weekend at Toyton Family Stadium with the Sunflower Showdown, beginning Friday at 6 p.m., continuing Saturday at 4 p.m., and finishing up Sunday at 1 p.m. You can watch all the games on ESPN+. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
Kansas High School Activity Association Board will consider a proposal to amend Rule 9 moratoriums during 2 days of meetings, which started yesterday and continuing through today. The proposal would implement restrictions on school activities throughout the calendar year, including a full Sunday moratorium prohibiting all school-related activities, a Wednesday restriction eliminating activities after 6 p.m. from September through April, and a multi-day dead period surrounding Easter. A similar proposal was previously part of state legislation before being removed. The concept was later submitted to Kansas State High School Activity Association by School Advisory Committee member Father Daniel Dooling and has since been brought forward through the association governance process. The board will also vote on the potential addition of girls flag football as Kansas State High School Activities Association sponsored activity. Approval would move the sport forward in the sanctioning process under KSHSAA oversight and be a step toward statewide adoption. The board will also consider a change to the cross-country postseason schedule. The proposal would move regional meets to Thursday and Friday of the following week and shift state meet back 1 week to reduce overlap with sub-state and state volleyball competition. With the NFL draft starting tonight, here is a list of the highest drafted Kansans of all time from Kansas pregame. The highest drafted players that went to Kansas high schools were number one, Sam Francis Oberlin, picked first in 1937. Number two, Ray Evans Wyandotte, 1947, second overall pick. Number three, Barry Sanders Wichita North, 1989, third overall pick. Number four, Terrence Newman, Salina Central, 2003, fifth overall pick. Number five, John Riggins, Centralia, 1971, sixth overall pick. Sixth, Isaiah Simmons, Olathe North, 2020, eighth overall pick. Number seven, John Hadle Lawrence, 1962, 10th overall pick. Number eight, Bobby Douglas, El Dorado, 1969, 10th overall pick. Number nine, David Verser, Sumner Academy, 1981, 10th overall pick. Number 10, Cameron Wembley, Wichita Northwest, 2006, 13th overall pick. Number 11, Mark Haynes, J.C. Harmon, 1980, 15th overall pick. Number 12, Steve Grogan, Ottawa, 1975, 16th overall. Tonight starts Christmas for all the NFL teams, thinking they're the best and working on the NFL draft tonight, Friday, and Saturday. Tonight in baseball, it is the 12-1 Beloit Trojans traveling to Gypsum, take on Southeast Saline. First pitch will be at 3 p.m. It's a doubleheader, 3-5. The red-hot Beloit Trojan golf team has won three tournaments in a row to start the season, including the Belleville Invitational, Minneapolis Invitational, Smith Center Invitational. Carter Germark leads the team in strokes with 84.1. Cash Kimmer, a freshman, is 85.9. Hudson Remus, 87.2. Luke Cheney, 97.7. Bodie Porter, 101.2. Brendan Thiel, 102.2. Head football coach at Southeast of Saline, Mitch Gebhardt, is stepping down as the head football coach at Southeast effective into the current year. Gebhardt led the Trojans to the 2024 Kansas High School Activity Association Class 2A State Football Championship. Gebhardt helped turn Southeast Saline into a power in Kansas high school football, going 129-40 over his career as the head coach. That includes 22 postseason wins, including the run to the state football championship. This past fall, the Trojans finished 12-1, losing to Nemaha Central in the state championship game.
Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com. Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water. Solomon Valley Transportation of Jewell, Osborne, and Mitchell County is excited to announce their Miles and Miles of Prizes fundraiser for this year. You can visit Solomon Valley Transportation's Facebook page to see the details about this worthy fundraiser, all the great prizes, and how you can purchase tickets. Or you can call their office at 785-534-2395. Be on the lookout for daily prize winners each weekday starting in May. Tickets are limited, so buy yours today. Solomon Valley Transportation. They get you where you need to go 1 mile at a time.
Blast to work in radio, and at KDNS KZDY, we are now hiring. Flexible part-time positions available in sales and scheduling. You must be comfortable talking with customers over the phone or in person, knowledgeable in basic computer skills, and willing to work independently. We can train the right fit. Pay is negotiable dependent upon duties. Clean criminal record and valid driver's license are required. Call or text me, Lydia, at 545-4489 to set up an interview or for more information.
Hi, I'm Alicia with Corner Dragon Gift. My favorite part of Dom's celebration is the Lions Club cheeseburgers. Make sure and save the date to attend this year's Dom celebration, June 18th through the 20th. See you there.
North Central Kansas's Country Station, KD Country 94.